You're listening to the LA Business Journal's weekly podcast.
This is Henry Meyer, and these are some of the stories from this week's issue. Boyle Heights-based Moral Fiber is looking to solve the world's polyester problem using a fabric recycling process founder Shay Sethi dreamed up while studying bacteria as an undergrad. LA Biomed's new Torrance incubator will be run by Boston-based BioLabs. The $63 million facility is set to open in early April. The secret to Farmers and Merchants Bank of Long Beach's longevity is simple customer service and great returns on investment. Pat Mayo looks at the bank's 112-year run and the Walker family's stewardship of the institution in this week's issue. The Rams fell short in this year's Super Bowl, losing to the Patriots 13-3. But at least the team saw a financial boost from appearing in the big game, right? Not so, according to Matthew Blake's reporting. The NFL's revenue-sharing policy makes it so all teams in the league get a relatively equal cut of the profits from the Super Bowl. The fate of California's high-speed rail project, which would connect Los Angeles to San Francisco, is up in the air, but Howard Fine reports that some LA-based construction, architecture, and engineering firms have already reaped benefits from early funds doled out by the state. For more Los Angeles business news, visit labusinessjournal.com. To get the latest news delivered to your email inbox, sign up for our daily newsletters, one in the morning and one in the afternoon. You can also sign up to get our Silicon Beach Report, a daily email newsletter with the latest news from LA's tech sector. Thanks for listening.